Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United Nations says no humanitarian aid has been distributed in Gaza despite the easing of Israel's 11-week blockade. Israel has given permission for about 100 more aid lorries to enter the territory. The UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said trucks had crossed the border but hadn't yet reached its warehouses or delivery points.
The arrival of more supplies closer to where they are needed is a positive development. It is only a drop in the ocean of what is actually needed to address the massive scale of the humanitarian operation. The deprivations we are seeing in Gaza is the result of ongoing bombardments and blockade and the recurrent displacement.
The first supplies that arrived on Monday are also yet to be handed out. The World Health Organization says 2 million people in Gaza are starving. Meanwhile, the European Union has decided to review its ties with Israel because of the war in Gaza. The EU's Foreign Affairs Chief, Kaya Kallas, described conditions in the territory as catastrophic and untenable and said pressure on Israel was now needed.
It is clear from today's discussion that there is a strong majority in favour of review of Article 2 of our association agreement with Israel. So we will launch this exercise, and in the meantime, it is up to Israel to unblock the humanitarian aid. Saving lives must be our top priority.
Israel condemned the EU decision and accused Brussels of misunderstanding the situation and providing encouragement to Hamas. President Trump has announced plans to build a state-of-the-art missile defence system that will shield the entire United States. At a press conference, Mr. Trump said the Golden Dome program would be able to intercept every kind of missile.
This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defence capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years. Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles even if they are launched from other sides of the world and even if they are launched from space.
The $175 billion project faces political scrutiny and funding uncertainty. Immigration lawyers have accused the Trump administration of illegally deporting two Asian men to South Sudan. The lawyers told a federal judge in Boston that a flight, said to be carrying a dozen people, including a Vietnamese and a Burmese national, landed in the African country on Tuesday. Two aides of Mexico City's mayor, Clara Brugada, have been killed driving to work in the morning rush hour. Security camera footage shows a gunman approaching the front of their car, which had stopped, and firing at least 12 shots through the windscreen and the driver's window. You're listening to World News from the BBC. The UN says the Dominican Republic deported nearly 1,000 pregnant or breastfeeding women to neighbouring Haiti in April. The United Nations said the practice violated international standards. The two countries share the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. Haiti is much poorer and going through a serious political and economic crisis. Thousands of its citizens cross into the Dominican Republic every month to escape gang violence and also to seek medical care. The Constitutional Court in the Democratic Republic of Congo has sentenced the former Prime Minister Matata Ponya to 10 years in prison with hard labour after finding him guilty of corruption. The court linked him and two others to the embezzlement of more than $200 million that was meant to be spent on an agriculture project. Mr. Ponya did not attend the trial and has not yet been arrested. Pakistan's promoted its army chief to the rank of field marshal, only the second person in the country's history to be elevated to the position. The promotion of General Azim Munir follows Pakistan's worst military conflict with neighbouring India in nearly three decades. The American actor George Wendt, best known for playing Norm in the sitcom Cheers, has died. He was 76. Wendt began his career in improvised comedy in Chicago before breaking into TV. He made his first appearance as the beer-loving, wisecracking Norm Peterson in 1982.
Hey, Norm!
Hey, beer with you?
How's life treating you, Norm?
I got just ran over its dog.
The role made George Wendt a fan favourite. He was nominated for 6 Emmys. The Indian lawyer and activist Banu Mushtaq has become the first author writing in the Kannada language to win the International Booker Prize for translated fiction. Her short story collection, Heartlamp, portrays the daily lives of women and girls in Muslim communities in southern India. Her translator will share the prize of nearly $70,000. BBC News.